Hey, crew leaders, Pastor Marco here. And first of all, I just want to thank you so much for being willing to be such a blessing to our community. As you know, crews are such a critical part of what we do as a church. It's one of our key steps. We want people to get connected, to get involved, and you guys make it happen. I'm so grateful for you. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about another key component of what we're doing as a church. You know, I believe that as a person who is involved with New Life, we all should be familiar with the seven key steps, right? The seven key steps are, number one, we want people to be welcome in our church. And so every week we want to create a welcome environment. Step two is we want people to meet Jesus. You know, it's not enough to just come to church. We want them to get to know the owner of the church, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And three, we want them to commit to Jesus. And for us, that's step three, baptism, when you just go public and declare your love and your desire to live life according to Jesus' will. And then fourth, we want people to join the mission. That's when they become part of what we're doing here and be part of a team by taking the Join the Mission classes. Step five is crews. That's the support system. We want people to be connected, get involved. And then step six is reaching out. You know, we believe that God calls us to be a blessing to our city and to the region around us. And so serve the city is such a critical part of what we do. And that's what I really want to spend some time on. And then step seven is that everyone can reproduce. Everyone can help somebody else go through these steps. But today I want to focus on reaching out. As you guys know, the church is growing and it's awesome. And so we have to kind of shift things a little bit. And I think the best way to reach out is to do it through crews. See, if you're spending these weeks together, why not go out and serve together? I would love to see each crew take ownership of an outreach. Now, it could be something completely brand new. I would love to see more outreaches outside of what we're already doing. And so I want to encourage you and I want to challenge you. I want you to pray about really developing a heart for serving the city. It's not enough for us to just get together and do Bible studies and pray, but we need to go out into our community and show people the love of Jesus in tangible ways. And so that's what really this season is all about. By week nine, we would love to see the crews getting out there. Now, it could be that you join the Serve the Cities that we already have in place, like prison ministry or the shelter or the tent city. But listen, I believe there is some original ideas inside of you. You know, pray about and ask God for a heart and a passion and a drive for something in the city that we're not doing. And our goal is to partner with things already that are happening in the city. So what is your heart? Do you have a heart for kids? Do you have a heart for the youth? Do you have a heart for the elderly? Do you have a heart for the hospital? Like what? All of us, I believe, have a heart for someone somewhere who needs the love of Jesus that we can commit to long term, not just doing an event, but really becoming involved. You know, every time we go to meet these potential Serve the City outreaches, we always tell them we want to be committed long term because people need consistency. So can you imagine how cool would that be over time where your crew has adopted an outreach and they keep going there every month and they keep adding to it, they keep developing relationships and they keep building upon it. That's what we've seen over the years with the shelters. That's what we're seeing now with the prison ministry. Just Sunday, a man came to me and said hi between services, and he said, "I came because of the prison ministry." He had just been released on Friday and he was in church on Sunday. And that's what we want to see. We want to be able to be a blessing. Even if people don't come to church, we want to go to them, you know? And so my vision would be, you know, to see our 58 or 60 crews get out there in the community. How cool would it be that no matter where you are in our community or in this region, that someone would be in touch with us because we're going out there and being a blessing to people in tangible ways. So I'm praying we really just really develop a heart for this. Okay, we don't want to just get together. We want to go out there and be Jesus's hands and feet in very, very tangible, practical ways. So listen, pray, okay? But then push. Don't just pray, but push. Like, have a heart. Talk to your crew about it. You know, maybe this week you guys sit as a crew and say, what is our heart? What do we care for? And what do we want to do? Just brainstorm. Because if we don't talk about it and if we don't bring it to light, then it's never going to happen. We don't want this to just be wishful thinking. We want it to be practical, intentional, that we're going to do this. So I want this to be in the forefront of our hearts and minds that, you know, we may start this season, but then we can add upon it on the seasons to come. Because the cool thing about this, even when we're in the off season, we can still do the Serve the Cities once a month if we stay connected to each other. And that is a way of keeping the crews connected and have a vision for the crew, where it's not just we got together, but we're actually doing something tangible to help people. You know, the holidays are coming. Maybe it's just about helping a family, or it's just about helping a kid have a better Christmas. Whatever that is, I just want us to be involved in being a tangible blessing to those in our city. Again, consider it, pray about it. Let's do it together, and let's continue to show our community the love of Jesus in tangible ways. Love you guys. Appreciate you. And talk to you soon.